Welcome to the TPS5 for the week of June 10th, 2021. TPS5 is a weekly recap of the latest in marketing, communications, and digital healthcare news as curated by the expert hosts of the Touchpoint Media Network. To learn more about Touchpoint Media, visit us online at touchpoint.health. Our lead story this week comes from McKinsey & Company and is entitled, How COVID Has Changed the Way U.S. Consumers Think About Healthcare. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed consumer behavior. Many of them have spent the past year trying new brands and channels, adopting in-home alternatives to out-of-home activities, and shifting to online or omnichannel engagement. Many of these shifts could stick after the pandemic and have a potential of affecting the way that consumers approach healthcare, having them reconsider how they plan to address mental and physical health challenges, how they think about getting healthcare, how they will manage their care needs, and even how they expect to do business with healthcare companies. To support consumers in those changes, health systems, public health experts, and insurance providers would likely benefit from accelerating the shift toward making care personal and convenient using omnichannel methods to reach consumers when and how they want, and improving transparency to support their decision-making. The article outlines five actions that healthcare companies can consider to help improve their engagement with customers. First, healthcare companies should consider the needs of the whole person. Both unmet social needs and poor mental health are linked to poor physical health outcomes. That relationship between social needs and physical health is important, as more than 2 in 5 individuals have at least one unmet social need. Also, given the disproportionately high impact of unmet social needs on certain races and ethnicities, addressing these basic needs will be a critical step towards health equity. To address these issues, healthcare payers and providers should consider the following: optimizing healthcare offerings to meet broader needs by coordinating behavioral, social, and physical healthcare services, expanding behavioral health and social services, such as improved access points and broader offerings across the care continuum, and increasing awareness of behavioral health and social needs, and expanding those workplace supports for those needs to their employees. Next, organizations should help consumers make better decisions by providing transparent, understandable information. 1 in 4 survey respondents reported that they were frustrated by higher-than-expected healthcare costs, despite many years of efforts towards improvement by healthcare companies. Higher-than-expected cost of service was the #1 frustration with payers and the #2 frustration with providers. A perceived lack of cost transparency can potentially drive consumer behavior. To help consumers make better decisions, healthcare companies should consider the following: incentivizing consumers to look up healthcare information and conduct research to see how much a service or a visit would cost. Make it easier for consumers to understand information, including total cost of care, through personalized and more straightforward navigation. And collaborating across the ecosystem and sharing appropriate information. Only 8% of physicians reported knowing what their patients' out-of-pocket costs were, and fewer than 15% of providers that wanted to know about their patients' out-of-pocket costs reported having access to that information. Also, we need to be sure to personalize and enhance engagement in healthcare. Data strongly suggests that personalized healthcare improves the patient experience with implications for both payers and providers. Personalized healthcare may also promote better outcomes by enabling patients to make the right decisions at the right time along their care journeys and taking into account their attitudes and holistic needs. And beyond tactical efforts to improve schedule availability, the COVID-19 pandemic has also shown that both payers and providers could improve the empathetic nature of their consumer interactions through tactics such as coaching, knowledge sharing, and job aids that include questions designed to elicit consumer needs. As many consumers are already experiencing or expecting to experience transitions in healthcare coverage because of the pandemic, they are increasingly considering their options when it comes to choosing a health insurance plan or selecting where they get care. By supporting consumers in making those decisions and transitions, healthcare companies can empower consumers while potentially improving retention and spurring growth. Consider providing personalized, easy-to-understand information. Delivering information that is relevant to that decision. For example, the #1 request of survey recipients was for providers to offer greater availability of appointments to enable consumers to be seen when, how, and with whom they wanted. and then enhancing the ease of navigation and functionality of websites and apps, making it easier for consumers to engage. Lastly, we need to try to integrate in-person and virtual healthcare solutions. Consumers are increasingly preferring digital channels across all healthcare-related activities, ranging from choosing a healthcare provider, a plan, a pharmacy, to receiving care they need and managing administrative actions and finances. The trend towards digital is not limited to younger consumers. Baby boomers, for instance, reported preferring digital healthcare at higher rates than the general population did. In healthcare, digital use is still far lower than it is in consumer-demanded industries. In fact, 42% of respondents indicated that there weren't any healthcare websites or applications that currently did a good job. 42%. Some of the largest opportunities to increase digital use include things like monitoring health metrics, searching for healthcare care provider costs, and scheduling appointments online. To integrate in-person and virtual healthcare further, healthcare companies should consider the following: creating consumer-centric digital solutions that will encourage digital engagement, delivering care in a cohesive and integrated way as a part of an integrated care plan, and considering reimbursement changes and structural modifications to support new ways of delivering care across virtual services or new retail-oriented models and traditional care pathways. The COVID-19 pandemic has reset the way many consumers feel about, think about, and interact with their healthcare providers, with more expectations of higher levels of personalization and engagement than ever before. Healthcare players across the value chain have an opportunity to engage and support consumers better to ensure that they continue to receive higher quality care. Healthcare companies that live up to that higher bar may not only satisfy their customers and create improved healthcare outcomes, but also be best positioned to retain and increase their customer base as the pandemic ebbs. And you could read more of this article in our show notes. And now, other stories from this week. Stat News reports on how Apple announced new features to share health data with doctors. Users can now choose the types of information they would like to share, such as an elevated cholesterol level or their physical activity history, and identify specific people to send it to, such as family members or even clinicians. Forbes positions why NPS should not be your only customer experience metric. This article explains why NPS should not be the only method of measurement for customer experience and explores some of the strengths of other measurements to consider. Healthcare IT News asks, what data and technology are needed to prepare telehealth quality? A hospital physician specializing in strategic initiative shares how to build on today's telemedicine successes for the future. And lastly, be sure to check out the latest Health Soothsayers podcast, where Dr. Fazil Abdul-Anin, consultant and advisor, talks with Bonnie Clipper about the role that data will play in patient care over the next 5 to 10 years and the required paradigm shift to current nursing practices and education. And that's it for this week's TPS 5. If you like the latest in healthcare news in an email format delivered weekly to your inbox, be sure to subscribe to the TPS report, which you can sign up for on the Touchpoint Media website at touchpoint.health. Stay safe, be positive, and have a great week.